Talk Live. You bring up what you want. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And unfortunately, David, where's David? Yeah, David was on the line. Was unable to stay on through the news, so we never got to find out the crux of his point that he was trying to make. And I don't want to speculate on it because we had a sort of a disagreement last hour, Mark, over dog IQ versus human IQ. You were suggesting that perhaps the two could be directly compared. I said I don't think that's the way things work. And then he was calling in to say that there was some kind of a logarithmic comparison between the two, which sounds to me like they can't be directly compared, but I don't feel comfortable speculating on what the rest of he was going to say.
Yeah, I would say that there are species features, right? Like humans are going to be, you know, the dumbest human's still going to be a better typist than the smartest dog. You know what I mean? Like there's, you know, humans have the ability to speak. Mm-hmm. Dogs don't have that same ability. Not in the language we can understand. Right. Speak. Oof. That kind of thing. Yeah. I gotcha. There's species features, but I read something to you here on this NBC article about dogs and intelligence that you completely agreed with, that the average dog is as smart as the average toddler. And I've said this all along, that young children are really more like pets than they are like people anyway. Yeah. I think you should treat them like people so they grow up to be people, but...
Right.
They kind of start out in the pet range and work their way
up. Right. If you feed them in a dish on the floor, they're going to expect that for the rest of their lives.
Well, at least for you know, the time being.
Yeah.
At some point or another, they're going to be like, exactly why do I eat on the floor and you eat up on the table? And my friends don't eat on the floor.
Right.
So,
no, but that makes sense. I mean, I think it makes sense to be able to compare at some level dogs to humans, obviously, and, you know, what they can learn, what they can't versus humans is something you can directly compare.
So do you
but
think
to just throw a number out and say 65 on dog is the same as 65 on human. No, I don't know if that's true.
Well, I don't know. I don't know precisely what they're comparing. Maybe they're comparing problem-solving abilities as opposed to language techniques. Maybe they're comparing the ability to follow orders. You know,
true. And there are different types of IQ, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
So.
There's. I read one time, and this has been like 20 years ago, that there's, you know, some Harvard school had decided that there were 17 types of intelligence. There's probably 117 now.
Like Mr. Ravage, the studio kitty, could probably do a lot better surviving in the wilderness than I could. You know. He's got experience at it, so his IQ on that is better, I would think.
Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Maybe he just needs less to eat. I don't know the answer, but I would say that I think that somebody can develop. I think that a smart dog is about as smart as a 4-year-old, according to this article.
Okay.
And that there are certainly people in this world that have kind of developmentally stopped at about 4 years old.
That's certainly true.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how old my son at 4 years old would have ranked on the, you know, the median scale of 4-year-olds, but Ida said he was pretty smart at four. He seemed very smart to me, so yeah, I could see people that had stopped developmentally at that age. And so, am I willing to say that some dogs are smarter than some people? Yes. Yes, I am.
According to LiveScience.com, I agree with you. All I was saying was that the numbers, I don't think you can just make a direct comparison between.
But
numbers,
all I
that's
was,
all.
Yeah, you said on this this article that you were reading about IQs for people with Down syndrome. I think it was Wikipedia. Maybe?
Yeah, Wikipedia. Mm-hmm.
That 35 was kind of the lowest of somebody
right.
with Down syndrome. And that's darn dumb. And it's not trying to be mean to anybody, but that's low down on the scale as far as intelligence goes.
Yep.
I think that there are dogs that are smarter than 35. Now, obviously, some people, that person with the Down syndrome and a 35 IQ can probably do things that a dog can't do. But I think that's mostly species features as opposed to intelligence.
LifeScience.com reports that while dogs ranked with the 2-year-olds in language, they would trump a 3 or 4-year-old in basic arithmetic. Now, according to LifeScience.com, in terms of social smarts, our drooling furballs fare even better. They told Live Science that the social life of dogs is much more complex and much more like human teenagers at that stage.
I have never seen a human teenager smell a butthole.
Interested in who is moving up the pack and who is sleeping with who and that sort of thing. Corin, Stanley Corin, canine expert and professor emeritus at the University of British Columbia. He has written more than a half dozen books on dogs and dog behavior, and will present an overview of the various studies on dog smarts at the American Psychological Association's annual meeting in Toronto. He says, we all want insight into how our furry companions think, and we want to demonstrate the silly, quirky, and apparently irrational behaviors that they demonstrate. Their stunning flashes of brilliance and creativity are reminders that they may not be Einsteins, but are sure closer to humans than we thought.
Yeah, I do love to see a dog solve a problem. It always amazes me.
To get inside the noggins of man's best friend, scientists are modifying tests for dogs that were originally developed to measure skills in children. Here's one of them. In an arithmetic test, dogs watch as one treat and then another treat are lowered down behind a screen. When the screen gets lifted, the dogs, if they get the problem, which is 1 plus 1 is 2, will expect to see two treats. For toddlers, other objects would be used, but say the scientist swipes one of the treats or adds another, so the end of the result is one or three treats, respectively. Now we're giving him the wrong equation, which is 1 plus 1 equals 1, or 1 plus 1 equals 3, said the scientist. Sure enough, studies show the dogs get it. The dog acts surprised and stares at it for a longer period of time, just like a human kid would. He said, these studies suggest dogs
the dog wasn't real hungry.
Basic understanding.
Jump right in and eat whatever was there.
Of arithmetic, and that, well, a good dog will sit and wait patiently. The studies suggest dogs have a basic understanding of arithmetic and that they can count to four or five. Other studies that he notes have found dogs can show spatial problem-solving skills. For instance, they can locate valued items, such as treats, and find better routes in the environment, such as the fastest way to a favorite chair, and figure out how to operate latches and simple machines. It's all about incentives, right?
I've always wondered how animals, you know, not just dogs, cats are much dumber than dogs. Sorry, cat lovers. They just don't have the frontal cortex. I've always wondered how they could figure out doors. You know, here's a wall with a part that swings out that I can move through. Yeah. It amazes me they can figure out doors.
You're talking about, like, operating a handle on the door?
No, just that it exists, that the part of the wall swings out and you move through it. This is where it is.
Mr. Ravage can open doors.
I'm not saying that I don't think that cats can figure them out. I'm amazed that they can figure it out.
So you think the size of the brain has to do with directly with intelligence?
It absolutely does.
Is that true?
Yep.
Because Mr. Ravage seems pretty smart
to me. He's pretty smart. He's just not as smart as Jazzy. Jazzy's your old
dog. But Jazzy's more interested in pleasing you. That's the difference. Maybe Mr. Ravage is smarter than Jazzy because Mr. Ravage knows he doesn't have to do everything.
Why don't you leave the science to the scientists, buddy?
Well, you're not a scientist.
I'm just going
by experience. And my experience is that I think cats are smarter in a different way. Like, a dog is interested in pleasing you, so of course it's going to do more tricks. But Mr. Ravage does tricks, too, on pretty much every trick that the dog could do. Just about.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man.
So let's go to the phones here. Trisha is on the line in North Carolina.
I got a list of smart dogs, by the way.
Great. Trisha, you're on Free Talk Live.
I am.
Hey, you're on the air.
I have a question. I know this is really off base. I just got home, but I respect you guys. You're very intelligent. And I wanted to know your take on forgiveness, how to forgive oneself.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of it. Huge fan.
I'm a huge fan, but I don't have any insight, so I was hoping that you could help me.
Well, I'll certainly do my best. You're looking to forgive yourself. Do you want to tell us about what it's regarding?
Sure.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's painful.
Difficult. Got it.
It's a divorce that I wasn't responsible for, and also a DUI. That I was responsible for. And I'm having a really hard time with it.
Did anybody get hurt in the DUI?
Oh, no. It was okay. It was a little fender bender.
All right. And when did the divorce happen?
It's in the process. It will be finalized in June.
Okay. What do you feel like you should forgive yourself for in that process?
Well, I have 13-year-old friends, and I never thought. I tried as hard as I could to keep it together as long as I could. But
you said you have a 13-year-old what? I'm sorry.
I have 13-year-old twins.
Twins. All right, stand by, Trisha. We can come back here in moments, and maybe you've got some experience with forgiving yourself. Would love to hear your story and how it made a difference for you. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172. For your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Have you ever forgiven yourself for something and it made a really big difference for you? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. You can also join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. where you can get signed up for our news updates, emailed updates. We've got those, plus Twitter and Facebook. And if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get more than what you get in the email box. You'll get updates during the show, questions that we might want to ask you and get some responses on the air, as well as observations and articles being posted. So there's always something going on Facebook and Twitter during our live shows. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. That, again, is news.freetalklive.com. So 855 453. Tricia is back with us, calling from North Carolina. Tricia, you're going through a divorce. You got a DUI, and you said that the divorce is pending. The DUI, when did that happen for you?
It happened last February, and then I pleaded guilty this Tuesday for that. And,
got it. They taking your license for a little bit? Is it your first one?
Oh, yeah. I have a privileged license, and it's really hard. It's shameful. I was raised Catholic, and I'm the first person in the family to be divorced or to get in trouble with the law. And you two are the only people I've ever spoken out loud about. You.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and bringing this up, and I can only imagine how difficult of a situation that is. I can't empathize, you know, I can't relate directly to it because I've never been through either one of those experiences, but I've certainly been involved in the legal system, and everybody's had a tough personal time in their lives. And I think, you know, bringing forgiveness to the table for yourself is one of the most important things that you can do, because there's no point in continuing to beat yourself up over it. I mean, everybody, you know, screws up from time to time, and it's, you know, it's a guarantee in this life that something's going to happen to us.
Yeah.
You know, something,
Tricia, you can imagine this happening to somebody else in your life that you know, right?
Oh, yes.
And you can imagine yourself pretty easily forgiving them for this, considering the circumstances going on in your life, right?
Very easily. I know lots of people.
Yep. And, I mean, you know that you deserve that kind of forgiveness, too.
I want to, and I know that Mark's a Quaker, and I read up on him, but I don't know what it is. I feel like shame.
Yeah,
shame for screwing up because I'm 46. I never had a parking fine or a ticket or a speeding before this, and then being the first divorced person in a Catholic family, is Catholic Italian Yankee. Family is pretty.
Do you think that you have, I mean, self-assessment here, obviously, do you think you have a drinking problem?
No, I don't.
So what was the circumstance around the DUI?
I wasn't drinking that day at all. I have GERD, really bad GERD and reflux due to the divorce. It was during the divorce, you know, we're still in it. And I blew as hard as I could, and the cop told me not to blow my brains out, and I kept blowing zeros and zeros and zeros, and then finally I blew a .08, and my digestive health and the pharmacist said it was because of the buildup of gases in the stomach that goes into the lungs when you have GERD and reflux, because I wasn't drinking. And so I was 1.01 above the legal limit, and so that's the DUI, you know.
Wow, that's right. That's a shocker. You know, at least, I mean, I would have recommended forgiving yourself even if you had been drinking and driving. But even in this case, you hadn't even been doing what they said that you were doing.
No, I swear to God, I wasn't.
You weren't putting anyone in any kind of danger. So, you know, the only person who's being harmed from this is you. And that's as a result of this inhumane legal system that we have that just decides arbitrarily on some number and determines that anybody who meets that number is somehow impaired. And it's ridiculous. So, you know, as far as people who made some mistakes in their lives, I wouldn't even say this is on the top bottom, however you want to look at it.
Tricia, you deserve the forgiveness. Absolutely. I know that it feels like you've made some mistakes, and you know what? You have made mistakes. Now, it doesn't feel like this.
Who hasn't?
Right. But that doesn't, it doesn't make any sense for you to continue to beat yourself up. You're not going to get anything out of it. Nobody else is going to get anything out of it.
That's true.
You would give the forgiveness to somebody else. You deserve that forgiveness for yourself.
And only you can give it to yourself.
I mean, you know, you say you're a Catholic, and Jesus wants you to love your neighbor.
I was raised Catholic. Okay. Really.
Well, yeah. Jesus wants you to love your neighbor as yourself, and so in this circumstance, you should love yourself as much as you love your neighbor.
That's
good advice.
No problem.
Yeah.
I want to take that advice so badly, and, you know, the thing was, the person who stopped dead center in the road when I hit him a little fender bender, they were actually charged with the accident, and then the guy, then I'm in the South, and they were screaming, the law, the law, and so they were charged with the accident, but then the guy thought I was impaired, and I wasn't afraid to blow into this thing, so I had never done it before, and I blew it, because it resisted so much, I thought I had to blow as hard as I could. But it's even more like the divorce, because I have children, and everybody talks about single parent families without fathers and how they're ruining society and all these different.
Well, I wouldn't listen to those people's opinions. I mean, you're going through what you're going through, and if you love your kids, you're going to do the best you can for them. And the idea that, you know, that somebody's going to look down on you because a relationship didn't work out. I mean, this is a very common thing that relationships just, you know, people grow, they change, they grow apart over time. That's just reality. That's how things are. And, you know, you can't let the critics get you down. And certainly you shouldn't let yourself be down. And as far as forgiving yourself is concerned, it's just something you have to do. I mean, otherwise you're going to wallow in self-pity. And frustration.
You know what it is? This was my first boyfriend. I was with him for 27 years.
Yeah, that's painful.
I was married for 24, and I have two children. And I don't pity for myself. I pity for my children that I couldn't hold the marriage together until they were.
I don't know if it's worth it. I mean, there are people that make that argument that, oh, we need to stay together for the kids. But if it's a toxic relationship, and obviously I don't know what it was like, but, you know, if there were some bad portions to that relationship, I would say it could be better to get the kids out of a situation like that.
It was bad.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to raise the kids in an environment where there's fighting constantly or some other kind of ridiculous level of stress being placed on them because of conflict between parents. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. And obviously, you know, it's the right thing because that's what happened. And, you know, I think forgiveness is about accepting that and moving on for yourself, being able to come to a position in your own mind where you're ready to, you know, just accept what went wrong and try your best to you know, vow to do better in the future. And you know, find self-assess and find areas that you can improve and work on that.
In your next relationship, you're going to be very good at picking out the right person.
No doubt. Now you know what you don't want. Trisha, thank you for the call. Good luck. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is one thing that bad relationships are good for, is making you know what you don't want next time.
The first step is to forgive yourself, though.
Yep. And do it over and over again if you need to until you're sure of it.
That absolutely. You've got to do it.
All right. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell your forgiveness story. And it can be of you, of yourself, or of someone else. You can bring up anything you want as well. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Tonight for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there on our website. And by the way, some of those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners. And, Mark, we've got something brand new going on with the Shrine of Female Listeners that's basically kicking off today.
Yeah, today. So the idea that I came up with is, you know, I'd like to do something nice for the Shriners. And what I did is I went out and got an advertiser that would give a prize to us once a month for that we could give away to Shriners. So I guess the contest that we've come up with is essentially enter your picture in the shrine, and we will do a drawing, a random drawing amongst the pictures that are sent in at that time, and we will give you a prize. And that prize is a little package of candles from Savory Scents. Now, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the banner there for Savory Scents. What I didn't want to do was get some big company to do this, so I went to agoristlist.com.
And I was going to ask about that.
And I looked just for some gal that was making things that were clearly kind of a product that a lot of women would want. And I, you know, went out there and got just a clearly feminine product. You know what I mean?
I like a good candle, man.
Okay.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that there's pink. It's pink. It's got flowers on it, right?
this candle does not have flowers on it. It's hazelnut coffee.
The banner for the
over at shrine.freetalklive.com
for Savory Scents does.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, No, I think it's a good price.
And by the way, these candles, a lot better than the kind of store-bought candles you're going to find because, you know, she's mixing them up herself. She's able to put in more scented oils. She will make them custom for you if you go over there to her site and you want your own candles made. You know, maybe you got the candles and liked them or you're sold by what we have to say here. Just use coupon code FTL2013 to check out. You'll get 10% off of any order there, and she'll make whatever you want, whether it's for birthdays, anniversaries, that kind of thing. And she'll add things to it, glitter, color, fragrance, oil, whatever you want. And we've had the candle lit in the studio a couple of different times, and it does make the whole room smell good.
It's a good candle, no doubt about it. And I'm looking forward to smelling some of the other scents that she has. Now, this is a monthly contest.
Right.
It is now the middle of past the middle of February.
At the end of February, it's going to be a shorter period this February.
So you do want to give one away this month.
Right. At the end of February, we will do a giveaway, and then for the whole month of March, we'll do another. Does that make sense?
Okay. That's interesting. I was going to suggest that we do it at the end of March for the first one, because sometimes people need a little bit of time to kind of plan out their picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners, because you do have to send a validated photo in, which, you know, shows that you're a listener of the show, and instructions on how to do that are over at shrine.freetalklive.com. But I guess that could benefit any ladies that do get to submit theirs in the month of February, because there may not be as many submissions.
Half as much time to enter in.
Yeah.
Also, we've decided that anybody who already is a Shriner, we don't want to cut out the people who are already Shriners.
Okay.
So if you make a picture that is substantially different than your other Shrine picture and send that to us as sort of an update we will happy to put that in too. We'll decide whether or not we make it your front picture or whatever.
Right.
So you're in the running too. We're not just cutting out the old ladies from the Shrine of Female Listeners. So I think it's a cool thing that we're able to do. And
for sure.
A nice little package. We got it. It came with, as you expect, like raffia and colored tissue paper and Crystal made it look real nice. And that's, by the way, the gal who makes these. Her name's Crystal. So
handmade candles.
They're handmade. They're handmade and got it from Agorist List, so liberty-loving
cool
lady. I just wanted to, you know, I wasn't looking for somebody to advertise there. I'm not charging her for that banner or anything like that. This is just a benefit for her in that she gets her name mentioned at a benefit for Shriner.
The ladies
who want to send their stuff in that they get a free, somebody gets a free candle package.
So that's awesome.
It's like three of these high quality candles.
I'm enjoying this one. $855, $450 free. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can learn how to become part of the Shrine there if you are a lady listener. Once again, $855, $450 free. Now, Mark, you had mentioned at the very beginning of the show, we had a story, you have a story about nullification. States around the country telling the federal government to shove it.
That's right.
On a number of different issues, right?
Yeah, you don't want to hear any of my articles about proving how dogs are smarter than cats. I got it. It's not a problem. I'll just go ahead and read your nullification article.
Scientific studies can be biased. You know, you and I both know that. And I like a good dog. I am not. I do not have a preference. I do not have a dog in the race, so to speak.
Seven ways states are defying the federal government with local laws. And this is from PolicyMike.com. Written by a Michael Nathan Megan. In light of an overbearing federal government pushing gun control, health care reform, and the NDAA, some local governments have taken actions to increase freedom in their states. There are, of course, so many ways that states try to exert their constitutional power, but these are the top seven, at least according to Michael Nathan Megan here. There's nothing, Texas and guns, there's nothing like threatening to throw federal officers in jail for enforcing what Texas believes is against the Second Amendment. A proposed bill would make it a felony to enforce federal gun control laws, and the legislation is apparently very popular amongst Texans. Texas is not the only state that is trying to pass such laws. Washington finds enforcement agents. There's protection for gun makers in Michigan. There's a pending refusal to enforce presidential executive orders in Oregon. States across the country are exerting the right to bear arms and with some impressive gusto. So,
what's the source of this story again?
This is from PolicyMike.com.
Okay, got it.
And I
think that I think it's interesting. I think that it's a good thing when these governments fight with each other.
I agree. Keeps them off our back.
I like it when any government stands up for freedom. Yes, I understand they're just asking to be able to control their citizens instead of the federal government. I get it. But if they're going to be advocating for more freedom inside of their state borders, I consider that a good thing.
Well, we were having this discussion at the cannabis hearings last week that I attended that were 5 hours long. And the usual objection comes up from the statists is that, well, the federal government says this is illegal. Well, of course, now you've got two states, Colorado and Washington, that have, through the ballot process, have legalized marijuana for recreational purposes, and you don't have the feds swooping in to make possession arrests for people on the streets.
Right, and the easy answer is for those mouth breathers is make it a $10 ticket then. Why don't you want to do that? Why don't you want to make it a $10 ticket? Because you want this to be illegal on the state level. You're not breaking any laws by making this a $10 ticket and then letting the feds enforce whatever they want to enforce. But you know if you make it a $10 ticket, the cops aren't going to be busy writing these things because they don't think it's worth their time. Because it's not. Because what you want is you want $420 mm-hmm. from every person out there with a joint. Because not because you think of what they're doing is bad or wrong, but because you know you can get the money from them.
It used to be $420. Now it's like $430-something because they raised the fee.
Okay.
But yeah,
it was funnier when it was $420.
It was a lot funnier, and it really was for a little while here in New Hampshire, $420, for the fine for possession of marijuana. But they might nullify on this one here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, any politician who's listening who's used that as an excuse, I would encourage you, please, before you open your mouth, go look under your bed and see if you can find your spine.
So, continue on.
Number two, Virginia's own currency.
Hey,
nothing,
good idea.
Nothing shows a lack of confidence in the federal government like a state that's begun printing its own state currency in preparation for the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar. Virginia is moving closer to issuing its own state currency. The last time the states could print their own money without government intervention was 1863. Hmm. I think that might have been during the Civil War. Now, as according to the Constitution, states have to back their currencies with gold or silver. So it should be interesting to see them try to create their own currency that isn't gold or silver. I would call that unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So I've got five more here.
They could do it with gold or silver, though, right?
They can do it their bills can be representations of gold or silver that they have that you can turn in a bill and get, yes.
All right, more? How many more? Five more?
I got five more.
855, 453, more examples of states nullifying the federal government on the way. Your calls as well. Welcome about whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here at 855, 453. Join us on Skype as well at lrn.fm. Username lrn.fm. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Seems to be a growing trend. States around the country refusing to do business with the federal government in a variety of different ways. Mark has the list. We will continue that in moments. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we've got a lot of features on our website, including listening options. Broadband version, mid-band, and narrowband versions of the show. They run 24-7. And you can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live anytime by tuning in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we're on over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. You can get that list over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, on satellite radio, XM satellite radio, two channels. We're there all week long. Plus, we're on free-to-air. The Bitcoin free-to-air channel is also available to you, which carries LRN.FM content 24-7 and broadcasts across North America and Central America. So anybody within that signal pattern can receive that. That there's no monthly fee for free-to-air. You can learn more over at listen.freetalklive.com. And the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
So I've got some Bitcoin questions that I've been answering here throughout the weeks. And one of the questions here coming from a listener is, why can't some programmer just make up Bitcoins of his own? If Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that's really just a program,
yep.
And you know, they allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees, and you know, they're virtually anonymous, well, why can't somebody just make their own Bitcoins and enter them into the Bitcoin system?
Well, they can't enter their own Bitcoins into the Bitcoin system because it's cryptographically secure, but they could create their own competing cryptocurrency, and they're actually...
But they wouldn't be Bitcoins. They would be...
Litecoins or whatever.
Ralph coins or whatever.
Well, there are competitors out there.
There are, but Litecoin... But let's be 100% clear. You can make your own Ian dollars as long as they don't... You're not competing with the U.S. dollar. That's counterfeiting, right?
Right.
It's not possible to counterfeit the Bitcoin, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Because it's secure.
Impossible to compete with the Bitcoin or with the dollar, but you can compete with the Bitcoin, but you can't create other Bitcoins.
Exactly.
So that's it. And the reason is because they're 2 to the 256th power of encrypt level of encryption. It's just an incredible number. There isn't the computing power on the planet right now to crack bitcoins, and when there is, they'll just advance to that level of encryption. So.
Now, so as I was saying, you can compete with Bitcoin. There have been some competitors that have come out. I'd heard one of them was called Litecoin.
Yep.
Maybe I'm misspelling it. I just did a Google search for Litecoin, and boy, this is embarrassing for them. If there is a Litecoin, and I can't really find any evidence that it exists anymore. Maybe I'm misspelling it. I spelled it L-I-G-H-T coin.
Oh, I thought it was L-I-T-E.
Maybe you're right about that. Then I probably totally blew it. But if you search for L-I-G-H-T coin, it actually comes up with results for Bitcoin. And then there's a little option below that that says search instead for Litecoin. So Google thinks you meant Bitcoin when you type in Litecoin.
Wow. That's not good for your competition to be coming up like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, these other organizations are out there, and you're correct, Mark, it is L-I-T-E coin. That does bring it up. But they don't have anywhere near the penetration, the market penetration, the popularity,
not right now.
The
I
value
mean,
of Bitcoin. Bitcoin was first to market, and that's valuable for a lot.
Because it's an open source program, I'm sorry, I don't know all these terms very well. It's an open source program, you can essentially just swipe Bitcoin's technology, make your own currency, and attempt to get people to use it. Why would they use yours instead of somebody else's? Well, maybe you've made some kind of change. I know that I think like one of these coins is making it so that there's constant inflation going on as opposed to Bitcoin's 21 million or that there'll be more or something like that. They feel that it wasn't done right in the beginning and maybe
they
wanted
to tweak it.
They can do better. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. Maybe it's just somebody who wants to make their own currency, you know, a little would-be dictator. Whatever. You can do it. But you can't. You just can't counterfeit bitcoins. It's not possible. The government can't do it. I don't care how many computers you got access to. Can't be done.
Yep. 855, 450 free. We'll continue on the list of things that some states are doing to nullify the federal government here in moments. And by the way, I'm looking at the Litecoin website, and they've got a little list of recent transactions over there. The most recent transaction listed in 2011. That's not a good sign.
No. I've heard there's other coins, but that's bad.
Yeah. Let's go to William, listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, William.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to get your opinion on something having to do with prisons.
Okay, sure.
What do you think that the role of prisons should be in a free society?
This might be an area that Ian and I disagree. I think that... First off, I don't think that people that, for instance, have committed these sort of malum prohibitum laws makes any sense for them to be in prison. I also think that if you got rid of things like drug laws, prostitution laws, gambling laws, and that kind of thing, that you'd find people who have committed violent crimes in the name of these things would probably not end up in prison because they're drawn in by the easy money and that kind of thing. Some of them would probably, instead of being drug dealers, would turn into purse snatchers or something like that, and they would end their butts up in prison.
Suppose armed robbery, say.
Yeah, I think that armed robbery, we're certainly talking about a violent crime there. Let me work my way up, though.
Okay.
Now, as far as thievery goes, that where no one gets harmed, burglars, that kind of thing. I think that people who shoplifters, people who steal like that, should be given the opportunity to pay back with a sort of punitive level. I'm not the arbitrator. I'm not going to claim to know what the amount is, but maybe it's 10 times, maybe it's 5 times as much. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a difference between getting an automobile accident and wrecking somebody's car and breaking into their car and just for kicks driving it into a lake. I think that those are, you know, motive matters in those circumstances.
Cool.
And so I think that those people should be given an opportunity to pay back a punitive amount. And as long as they're showing good faith in paying back that amount, that prison isn't the place for them to be.
I agree totally so
now,
far, Mark.
Now, so prison could be renamed at that point as criminal indoctrination school. I went to prison. I learned how to hotwire a car and storm a bank all within the first couple of months. You know, I learned lots more after that. But I'm just giving those as a couple of examples.
If I may ask a follow-up here.
Okay.
What would sending somebody to prison supposed to accomplish exactly?
It's a good question. I asked this at one point to the assistant superintendent in the prison. I figure, you know, go up to the chain of command. And he said,
really what their mandate is, custody, care, and control, that prisons aren't there to correct anyone. That's the mandate that they've got, is custody, care, and control. Is they're not supposed to be in prison riots. You're not supposed to be able to get out, and they can make sure you have toothpaste. That's it. There's not really intended to be anything other than a penitentiary is intended for you to have a time to become penitent. And
but shouldn't it be more than that? I mean, that's what it is, but what I think would you like to see?
It would be the opportunity would be definitely be there for people to you know, give programs and that kind of thing. But yeah, with the size, the ponderous size of the criminal justice system currently, it's very difficult. I think that you would see something like a tenth, if not fewer, amount of people in prison if you just implemented the things that I've talked about up
right
to this point.
And victimless crimes and only focus prison on violent people. Because it seems to me that one of the purposes, you know, the overall purpose of a prison should be to keep crazy, dangerous people out of society. And all of the other peaceful folk, I don't think, really belong there. I agree with Mark that, and I'm not sure where you were going to suggest we disagreed on this, Mark, because I've agreed with everything you've said so far.
I think that violent people should go to prison until they can pay back their whatever debt that they've managed to accrue to their victims. And I think that prisons are a good place for people to commit violent crimes, and that, yeah, you know, in my opinion, that's fine. You've talked in the past, like, well, you know, if they, you know, I think it's only for people that will commit violence into the future.
I think if somebody's not sorry for what they've done, yeah, I think that if you've got somebody who is
a
psychopath, well, I think that, you know, the experts would be able to judge that.
No, I don't.
It's, okay.
At this point, we don't have the technology to know when someone's lying.
Well, by making payments to a victim, I think would show that you're sorry, or at the very least, that you don't want to go into
prison
cell.
Yeah.
And so I think giving people the opportunity to pay someone back on the outside first would be ideal, unless the person just doesn't care. They just don't care what people think of them, and F you, F the system, F you, victim, I'm going to do what I want. Well, then in that case, then you can just work it off in prison.
And there's another aspect that I want to make sure is that currently within the criminal justice system, if the victim of the crime drops the charges, in which there's actually no charges to drop, but if they were to, you know, sort of figuratively drop the charges, the state will pick them back up, as it's called. I don't think the state has any business there intervening between the victim and the aggressor. If there's no victim, like the victim's dead or something like that, then I can see some kind of, you know, the state standing in as an auxiliary.
William, if you'd like to stay through the news, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this issue, so stand by if you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, as we will launch into hour number three here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. We're on Skype as LRN.FM.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. To find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.